So, Janet, it's good for you to spare a little bit of time, particularly after the Kermesse on Sunday, when we were, obviously it was a very busy day. So tell me, I'm very interested, well, we're all very interested, when and why did you first become involved with AIKB?
We didn't become involved with AIKB in the first 2 years because we had the idea that it had been set up as an English club and it was not what we wanted. But after 2 years, we realised that it really was a worthwhile organisation and we became involved.
Because you'd been here for some time before.
We came here in 1990. I bought my house in 1989. I moved here in 1990 because I had to take early retirement and I felt the time was ripe. My children were independent and it was time for a change.
So you found AIKB.
We joined AIKB. I was fortunately already fluent in French, and I was asked to set up a conversation group in conjunction with the lessons that were being given so that people who took lessons could learn to use their French and have the confidence to be able to use it when they went out and did their shopping or met people. And that is how I became involved. Marilyn Lemoyne, the president, very kindly found me two helpers, two French people, the lovely Richard Flamand and Louisette Grognot, who had been a teacher. And I take the debutante group. Richard used to take an intermediate group. And Louisette would take the advanced group. Now we just have two groups. And I still have Louisette. Richard had to retire because of health reasons. And we have a very good mixture of French and English people. We have about 16 to nearly 20 every week divided into the two groups. We do an hour's French for the English people. Then we have tea or coffee and biscuits. And then we do an hour's English for the French people. It's very light-hearted. It's very friendly, which is what you need to give people the confidence to get on and learn the language and use it, which is what we're all here for.
So have you found recently, though, that you're beginning to collect, let's say, more French people who are keen to improve their English?
Yes, much more. When we first came here, well, across one big main road was written, Brits go home.
Really?
That has long since disappeared. And the British have been accepted as a very necessary part of the community now. They've brought in a lot of work, a lot of different things, and they've really got, certainly in Guarec, the whole town has changed, and in some of the smaller villages as well. So yes, I think the French are very, very accepting now.
And obviously, I think they realise too, don't they, that businesses are using English often now.
Yes.
Even in Paris, they'll have meetings, will be in English.
Yes, in some of the bigger shops, and they employ people who do speak English. In fact, they're employing the English. A little while ago, I had to have a chimney looked at, and man who came out was English, who'd been brought up here. A lot of them now have come here as small children and are now integrated into the community and as French as the French, nearly.
Excellent. Yes, they've adopted the two-hour lunch break.
Yes.
Too,
oh, yes.
So it must be a very convivial atmosphere, I think, because when you go to a class and you have to be perhaps more serious, then it's nice to have A more relaxed,
yes, situation to...
To chat over.
Yeah.
Your tea and your coffee and your biscuits.
Yeah.
Essential.
Yes.
So over the last few years, I've noticed that clubs, because I've been a member since, I think, 2006, and I did French classes, I did the conversation club, and et cetera, et cetera. So over the years, I've noticed clubs have come and gone, the archery, gardening, the drama group.
Yeah.
What do you think is the way forward, and is there a gap that perhaps that needs filling?
It's a little bit difficult because most of the people who are interested in these well, not just the people who are joined them, are retired, and the younger generation are all working. So sometimes to have things in the evening would be better, but then the older people don't drive in the evening. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, we're coated up with the rug over our knees and the cat on the lap too, in front of the barn.
Yes. But I think sometimes having evening conferences would be a good idea. Maybe not the clubs, but let's face it, 65 is now young.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We're all sort of slightly moving on from that. So, yes, that possibly is something with the change of presidency looming, let's say,
yes,
at the end of the year or the beginning of next year. Then
perhaps that could be...
There could be a big sea change.
Yes, yeah.
At a time to reflect and look back and think, well, this is the way we have to go forward now.
Yes, probably it will be. And we certainly need younger people. I mean, most of us are retired for several years. Let's put it politely. I'm 88 and still going on strong on it. So if we can get the younger people to join, they have the energy.
Yes. And also the technical...
The technical know-how.
Know-how, haven't they? The attitude.
And they have a different attitude to life. They have a much freer life than we did and a different way of living. So we've got to take that into account when we are organising things.
So 2026 could be some new beginnings.
It could.
Then.
It could.
New doors opening.
New doors opening, yes, and new beginnings. Mm. And... we have a very, very active administrator who has much more different ideas. So
And energy. Because that is
energy.
I think we're all feeling that after a Sunday.
Well, she did admit that she went straight home to bed.
So, yes, a change of presidency is looming. So
is looming,
could be
yes.
Quite a few changes coming up. So finally, Janet, do you plan to continue running the Conversation Club?
Yes.
Or are you ready to hand over?
No, I'm not ready to hand over. So long as I can still get upstairs, I will go on running it. But you have to be able to, you have to be pretty agile to get up.
Well, both stairways, I think, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, I'm in the middle of doing something about the back stairs because we have exhibitions and other things going on upstairs and people who do have difficulty in getting upstairs. And the last two steps, well, we've measured them. One is 50 centimetres and the other is 100 centimetres. So I'm currently looking into being able to put a smaller bit underneath.
Well done. Well, anyway, keep going because I think it keeps you on your toes, as it were.
It does, yes. It gives me something to do.
Something
yes.
to do, something on the calendar every Wednesday
afternoon. Yeah.
Good, Janet. Thank you very much for your time. And
Not at all. It's been a great pleasure.
Thank you.